Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dania Nadeem and you're listening to News 18 Daybreak. Our top stories this morning. CNN News 18 has accessed proposals by the Ministry of Minority Affairs for amendments in the 2002 Hajj Committee Act. The proposal, which is likely to be tabled in the winter session, suggests two controversial changes. It proposes that the Hajj program not only include Mecca and Medina as pilgrimage sites, but also Shia religious sites such as Syria, Iraq, Iran and Jordan. Secondly, a pilgrim who undertakes a holy visit now be called Zayir, instead of the erstwhile term Haji. This distinction becomes interesting because while Hajj refers to a holy visit to Mecca and Medina in Saudi Arabia, Zayirat is a blanket term for holy visits to any Islamic site of pilgrimage. Springing a surprise, External Affairs Minister and senior BJP leader Sushma Swaraj announced on Tuesday that she will not contest the Lok Sabha polls in 2019. The significance of Swaraj's announcement is its place and time, barely a week before polls in Madhya Pradesh, where her colleague Shivraj Singh Chauhan is fighting anti-incumbency. Though her health may be a reason, it fuels speculations about internal politics within the BJP given her formidable political seniority. In a major security breach, a sachet of chili powder was thrown at Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal Tuesday outside his chamber in Delhi Secretariat. The Aam Aadmi Party has described the attack as politically motivated, while asserting that the BJP is hatching a conspiracy in collusion with Delhi police to attack the Chief Minister. Kejriwal was leaving home for lunch when a middle-aged man bowed before him, claiming he has some grievances. Within seconds, he hurled chili powder at the CM. The man, identified as Anil Sharma, a resident of Narayana, has been detained. An official recounted, after throwing red pepper powder on Kejriwal, Sharma threatened to shoot him after he comes out of jail. In a heartbreaking story from Muzaffarpur shelter home case, the manager of the shelter home, Shaista Parveen, revealed details of how girls from the shelter home were taught to solicit men and were then sent to attend to clients. Shaista, who is one of the two key aides of the prime accused Brijesh Thakur, was arrested by the CBI yesterday. The agency alleges that girls were sent to Shaista's residence where they were taught to solicit men. Another aide of Thakur, Dr. Ashwini Kumar, who was also arrested allegedly, administered sedative injections to the girls. The CBI stated that officials and employees of the shelter home, who have all been booked, used to mentally, physically and sexually exploit the girls of the home. Bollywood actor Akshay Kumar is expected to appear before the SIT probing police firing incident in the 2015 Punjab sacrilege case. Akshay's involvement in the case is in connection with an alleged deal mediated by the actor between self-styled godman Gurmeet Ram Rahim and former Punjab Deputy Chief Minister Sukhbir Singh Badal. Mr. Badal was questioned by the probe team on Tuesday when he categorically denied meeting Akshay outside Punjab and alleged that his questioning was a political sham. In the Tamil Nadu honour killing case, the family of the boy and Dalit activists are now demanding a SIT probe and a separate act against honour killings, and that the perpetrators of this killing should not be given bail and a case should be registered under the SC-ST Atrocities Act. The bodies were found in a water body in Karnataka's Mandya. Nandesh, a Dalit and Swati from a dominant Vanyar community, had married in August, braving opposition from her family. During investigations, the girl's father confessed that he and other family members murdered the two. Moving now to the international sphere, a suicide bomber targeted a gathering of hundreds of Islamic scholars in the Afghan capital on Tuesday, killing at least 50 people as Muslims around the world mark the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. The suicide bomber was able to sneak into a wedding hall in Kabul where hundreds of Muslim religious scholars and clerics had gathered. No one immediately claimed the attack, but both the Taliban and a local Islamic affiliate have targeted religious scholars aligned with the government in the past. Moving now to some entertainment news. 6 days after a fairy tale wedding in Italy's Lake Como, new images of Deepika Padukone and Ranveer Singh's wedding ceremony have been released. The newlywed couple arrived in Deepika's hometown Bengaluru yesterday morning for their reception that is scheduled to take place today. The celebrity couple will also throw a grand reception in Mumbai on the 28th of November. That's all the news we have today. Thanks for listening to News 18's Daybreak. We'll be back with some more news tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.